Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 8th of May. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it's general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast for free, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial of our wonderful newsletter at marcustoday.com.au. All right, well, let's go to the scores on the doors. And for the day, the ASX 200 was up 11.2 points, or 0.14%. It was pretty much flat until the final match-out. So a little bit of a quieter day, consolidating that huge 111-point rally we saw yesterday on the RBA news, and before the RBA news as well. But a pretty directionless trade today, I have to say. Closing at 7804.5, so hitting that 7800 level that I had been targeting, and not doing much from there. I'm not sure what the catalysts are heading higher. The banks once again have been driving our market considerably higher. As far as the index goes, we opened at 77.96. We had a high of 78.14.9 and a low of 7788, so 7,788. So not a very exciting trading range. 26 odd points, 27 odd point trading range today. So very narrow, very lackluster. I think a little bit of a hangover from yesterday, 111 points and that RBA meeting. But once again, as I said, it was the banks that led us higher. And we had the big bank basket up 0.4%. ANZ gathering some positive broker comments, up 1.2%. Westpac not doing anything. NAB's down 0.5 and CBA up 0.6. Macquarie down 0.2%. Insurers mixed. We had QBE up 0.8%. Suncorp not doing much. And we have just had the Munich Re results out this morning. That is a big European insurance company. First quarter profits up 68%. So not a bad effort from them. As far as the REITs go, little REIT petites, they were better today on the back of yields falling slightly. 4.28 was the last I saw. Let's just check. 4.29 as we are just recording this podcast. So the REITs, a little bit better. We had Stockland up 1.1, Mervac up 1%, Goodman Group falling 0.3%. They had a little bit of an update today. And in industrials, generally firm, although there were pockets of red, as they say. We did see SEEK down nearly 2%, but REA up 0.8. Woolies and Coles not doing too much at all. Wesfarmers not doing much either, down 0.3. Some movement at the station in the retailers. We had Lovisa down 1.5, JB Hi-Fi down 1.7, Harvey Norman down 1.1, Aristocrat down 1%. But it's a little bit of interest in Light and Wonder, one of my favourite little plays in the gaming sector, 2.1% higher. Flight Centre up 2.2, and Domino's doing zip nothing, stuffed crust for them. As far as we have seen in technology stocks, we had WiseTech up 0.6, Xero up 0.4, and the Alltech Index, which was pretty flat going into the close, did manage to rally 0.5%. CPU as well, adding to that 0.6% higher. Looking at resources, iron ore stocks came under pressure, the iron ore price coming weaker. Rio down 1.2, Fortescue down 0.5%, Mineral Resources down 0.7, BHP not doing much. We have got a little bit of a mixed session in the gold stocks. The big news in the gold space today was De Grey, which launched a underwritten entitlement issue, $600 million. Looks like they're going it alone on Hemi. Interesting move from them. Northern Star down 0.7%. Evolution up 0.3% there. But we, of course, we haven't seen De Grey come back. Gold Road, which is a big shareholder of De Grey, down 1.6%. Oil and gas stocks slightly firmer. Santos up 1.1%, but coal stocks a little bit easier. We had Whitehaven down 1.8%, and we saw selling in uranium stocks. Paladin down 2.8%, and Boss Energy, the honeymoon's over, well, slightly over, down 1.3% there. As far as corporate news goes today, well, there was a little bit around. Perpetual announced some big changes, selling off the family name as well to KKR, the Barbarians at the Gate, and the current CEO, Rob Adams, to retire after doing such a great job. Namoi has now become a two-horse race with Olam upping its bid. And we also saw another bid for QIP, Quantum Intellectual Property. That came from IPH, which long had been suspected of launching a bid for QIP. Adamantam is the private equity mob that is in due diligence at the moment. We saw Quantum up 5.4% on that one. Qantas announced record demand for premium seats, which I have to say is hardly a surprise, and it is their most profitable area of business. Qantas up 0.8% on the back of that. Macquarie Conference continues. Flight Centre, ABB, that's Aussie Broadband, Domain and Jumbo have all reaffirmed guidance. I think reaffirming guidance is going to be the watchword of the Macquarie Conference. I'm not sure we're going to get an awful lot of upside excitement out of it. We did get some excitement today, not that they are actually trading, but Leo Lithium, which has been in a trading halt for some time with problems with the Malian government. They have agreed a settlement with the Mali government, and they have also agreed to sell the mine, pretty much, Gulima, to their Chinese partner, Ganfeng, for $342.7 billion. That equates to around 43 cents in Leo Lithium. There is a small back-end royalty, but small is the operative word there. On the economic front, plenty of RBA analysis out and about. We did see a little bit of selling in the Asian market today. We had Japan down 1.5%, Hong Kong down 0.7%, and China down 0.7% as well as we speak, coming back from lunch. 10-year yields 4.29%. As far as the winners for grinners go today, let's run through them. Vulcan Energy has had a cracking since we did that On the Couch podcast with my friend Francis Vadim. It's had a cracking renaissance. It's now up to $3.81. Another big day for Vulcan today. They were up 10.1%. 2 million shares traded. We did get Phineas Corp also up 8.8%. Only 200,000 shares traded. It's very thin, that one. As far as PolyNovo goes, they had some better results there as well. 8% higher, 4 million shares. And Patriot Battery Metals up 6.8%, building on those latest drill results. There's some interest in the lithium second liners. There's not much interest in the front liners, but there's certainly some interest in the second liners, the likes of Patriot. We have seen some interest in the likes of Latin Resources, which were unchanged today, and Liontown, which were up nearly 4% today as well. Pinnacle in the fund management business up 6.7%, and BCI also doing well today. That's BCI Minerals up 6.7% there, only 240,000 shares traded. CU6, Clarity Pharmaceutical, that is quite a volatile little stock, up 6% on a million shares. The losers today, let's run through the losers. PYC was the biggest loser. 3 million shares traded there, and PYC Therapeutics down 9.1% rather. Perpetual, well, apparently 138 years of history, and the name is not Perpetual. They are happy to sell it to KKR, and that was down 7.1% today on 2 million shares. Lycopodium, which was up yesterday after we wrote it up as a potential potential buy in the mining services space, fell 5.3% today, only 100,000 shares traded. So it is very, very illiquid. Management and the board have a big stake in that one. IMM also down today. That's Immutep. That was down 5.2%. And LFG, which is Liberty Financial Group, that was down nearly 5%. 25,000 shares traded. Wow, big deals there for that one. We have seen as well positive sectors today. Let's run through them. The banks. Now we have got healthcare better. ResMed up 0.9. That was despite going ex-dividend. We have tech a little bit better. Gold miners and the REITs. The negative sectors were iron ore and coal. The big bank basket up to $210.71, 0.4%. The all-tech index was up 0.5% today. And we have gold in Aussie dollar terms rising to 35.26, 3,526. The Bitcoin price falling continually, 62,601. 10-year yields 4.29%, and the Aussie dollar 65.79. Dow futures, currently we have got Dow futures down a smidge, around 10 or 20 points. NASDAQ futures just turned positive, up 2.5 points. Major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about. RDN, Raiden. It's one we have spoken about in the past. It has got a project near Andover, which, of course, Azure got taken out by SQM and Gina Reinhart recently, thankfully. But Raiden Resources, some big volume in the options as well. They do have a listed option, RDNOA. They were up 26.1% today, 13 million shares traded. And the ordinary stock was up 12.5% to 4.5 cents. TCG also doing well today. Turaco Gold up 16.2%. They announced MPK Cote d'Ivoire acquisition completion. Chalice, well, it wasn't the poison chalice today. It was the brew that is true. And that was up nearly 11% on the back of their Macquarie presentation. We had Index stuck in the mud for Index, down 5.3%. Mesoblast falling 3.8%, and ADAE, which, to be honest, is a punter special, but let's include it just for the fun of it, were down 25%. And speculative stock of the day, you wish you had some shares in this one, Iceni Gold, 8.9 cents they closed. That was up 287%. We did get some results out today, some drilling, not drilling results, from them. They announced the spectacular vein gold discovery expands Christmas gift shear. What a great headlines. Field work at Christmas gift, high grade rock chip assay results returned from outcropping. Let's just look through these results and you can see why they were up 287%. They are rock chip samples and you only pick the good rock chips. 18,207 grams per ton gold in some of these rock chips. 18,179 grams a ton gold. 16,776 grams a ton of gold. Someone dropped a Krugerrand, I would say, in that pile of rocks, but 287% higher today. Pretty impressive effort from that one. It opened at 3.9 cents. It had a low of 3.4 cents. It had a high of 11 cents, closing at 8.9 cents on 37 million shares. All right, in company results in slightly more detail, we had an update from Pilbara today on their P1000 project, on track and on budget, the usual story. GPT came out with their assets under management, 35.3 billion. We had a Flight Centre with their profit guidance reaffirmed. ARB Corp, bucking the trend that we saw with Babcorp the other day where they're having some issues, they issued a positive outlook. And we have Domain with a trading update. Aussie Broadband reaffirmed guidance as well. So a little bit of interest there. On the economic front, this is an interesting one. Didn't get a lot of press today, but SEEK's latest job ad survey shows vacancies plummeted 18.6% in April 2024 versus April 2023. So that is quite a big fall. Month-on-month, total job ads fell 4.7%, and job ads in the tech sector plunged 33.4% in April. Keep an eye on that one. President Xi has arrived in Serbia, next stop Hungary. Morgan Stanley says the momentum behind one of the biggest stock rallies in China will likely abate. That is the Hong Kong stocks, which have been rallying, that Hang Seng Index, catching up with the S&P 500. We also saw Chinese dealers ditching foreign-branded petrol cars for homegrown EVs. Tesla sold 62,167 China-made electric vehicles in April, down 18% from a year ago. Fair to say the Chinese have copied and caught up there. Sweden is expected to cut rates, and gold bars in South Korea are selling like hotcakes in convenience stores and vending machines, and Argentina which has sky-high inflation, is now circulating the first 10,000 peso notes. European markets set for a muted opening. That is it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. Of course, we're back again tomorrow to do it all again.